Greetings and praise the Lord. This is Bishop Rick Johnson from Shield of Faith Christian Center in Pasadena. We're excited to come with you with our first podcast. And what better way to start it off to talk about the love of God as I rejoice with my brother, the great artist and the singer, as he sings in the background, that we have to come close to God in this hour when people are chasing material things, people are chasing relationships and everything else, but they're not seeking God. And so since we live in this world where everybody's looking for love, as the song goes, that we are not looking for God in the right place. And so as this song says, speak to my heart, Lord. When, Lord, you give me a word, because we in our soul long to hear from God. It's a wonderful scripture in the book of James, chapter 4, and verse number 8, that said the promise that is that when we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. And like Moses, it's going to be important that although God will show you great things, it's going to be important for you and me to stop and take a look that God is drawing our attention. And Hebrews backs this up in Hebrews 11 and 6. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what else do we know about God? Number one, we know, according to 1 John 4 and 8, that God is love. So first of all, we know that God is love. It isn't hard to love God, but we can't love God on our own terms, no more than we can love anyone on our own terms. We have to go to them as a partner in the relationship and ask them their side. Another scripture is Romans 5 and 8 that says, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so we know that God died for us while we were out drinking and smoking and doing all of our stuff. God was loving. He was loving us. He was forgiving us. He was showing grace and he was showing mercy. And so we see this. And in John 3 and 16, which we all are familiar with, this wonderful scripture that talks about and depicts and shows us really God's perspective, his attitude, that God so loved the world that he gave. And part of the love process is about giving. The more you give, it seems, the more love you draw back to yourself. And so it's important that we love God, but we've got to give up something. Again, no more than a relationship. And lastly, we learn that God's love is unconditional. We learn this through the word that's called grace, unmerited favor. We didn't deserve God's love, but God showed us his love. He reached out to us. He pulled me out of the world of sin like he has done for many people, and he saved me. And many times when God is pulling you out, it hurts. But it's to save us. And so as we descend from this first podcast, I want to leave you with a word to just take some time and set aside some time just to talk to God and ask God, Lord, how do you want me to love you? I don't want to keep chasing in this world without having love. So let me say a quick prayer as we get ready to close. Father, I thank you for my brother and sister who has listened to this podcast. And I speak to their spirit that they, Lord, learn how to love you in an hour where we are selfish, in an hour where we have our mindset to please ourselves. Lord, but we come to you knowing that love cannot be just on our terms. But really, love isn't even on our terms. We have to love you on your terms. And so, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters that are listening, that they, Lord God, will seek you more, will search for you more with all their heart, God. And so, Father, we thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this is Bishop Rick Johnson from Shield of Faith Christian Center of Pasadena. Website is www.shieldoffaithpasadena.org. Want to encourage you to come and visit us on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Powerful Sunday school class. We got classes for singles, for Bible scholars, if you will. We got classes for those that are new in the Lord. We have classes for young children, teens, and young adults. And then we eat right after Sunday school. We have a wonderful meal together before morning service. Look forward to seeing you there. May God bless you. Bye now.